are tuned into the Saturday Splash
with Patty and Lynn, and we're going to talk about parties.
Party, party, party. Who likes to party?
I do.
I like to party.
Do you like to party?
Because I like to party.
Everyone likes to party.
What about partying sustainably?
What do you mean?
Well, let's have an eco-friendly party.
Okay. Will it be good?
It'll be great. I mean, if I'm hosting, it's going to be a good party. And we're talking birthday parties, garden parties, late night parties, any kind of party you want to host, you can do it in an eco-friendly, green, and sustainable manner. Let's start with the invitation. How do you get people to your party? Are you still sending out paper invitations?
No, I'm sending out email invitations.
You can use social media like Facebook to create an event. You can send an e-vite using many different websites, so send that by email. Or if you like paper invitations, you can make them from paper around the house. If you've got kids, you can even get the kids involved. And then they're more special and they're more personal too.
Oh, kids love cutting and pasting and making pretty pictures and stuff.
Yes, and if you can hand deliver your invitations, that's even better. Instead of sticking it in the mail, you could go visit a friend yourself. If you're feeling really crafty, there's this really cool stuff called seed paper. It's basically paper that has been made with wildflower seeds in it. You can either buy seed paper or you can make it. There's tutorials online, and we'll put a tutorial on SaturdaySplash.com. But you can make seed paper and then make your invitation out of the seed paper so that when people are done with the invitation, they plant it and flowers grow.
And then pollinators love it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And indicate on your invitation that you're having a green party so people are aware before they get there so they don't look at you strange when there's no plates and there's no... We'll get into that.
So a green party, does that mean I should wear green?
If you want to.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Depends on your theme. That's another way to promote your green party is to have an outdoor type theme. So you may have a garden party, a butterfly party, for birthday parties, a bug safari.
Oh, that's
sounds
awesome.
Fun. But, you know, with the whole idea of getting people outside.
Yeah, we're and you know here us at Soil and Water, we are all about a theme.
That's right. So I show up to this party and I open the door and what do I see? Let's talk about decorations.
Well, normally, like if you were going to a kid's birthday party, you might see like streamers and balloons.
Mm.
No?
Mm. Streamers and balloons are fun and festive until you use them once, take them down, throw them away, and that's it.
That's a little wasteful.
It is wasteful. So at a kid's party especially, you can have the kids make decorations out of household materials like recycled paper. So it's a time to get crafty. You can even pull items, clean items from your trash or from your recycling and repurpose them. It's amazing what you can do with what you think is trash.
And you know what's really what can be fun? And we used it. We did it at Soil and Water. Is we had some invitations that were left over from a gala event that we had, and we put them through the paper shredder. Poof, instant colory confetti.
Make your own confetti. That's right. You can also share party supplies with other families. So kids have birthdays every year, right? So you can make kits. You could have a superhero party or a football party, whatever your party themes, and you can share them. You know, you don't, that stuff doesn't have to be used once and thrown away. If you're having a more, you know, mature adult party, we'll say, you can use plants to decorate your house. And then those plants can also go home as party favors. Or you can keep them around the house, too. Freshens the air indoors. You can use fabric, too. So instead of maybe a plastic tablecloth, why not go with a reusable cloth tablecloth?
I think that's something that's really important is cloth tablecloths and napkins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can be washed and reused over and over and over again. And then you're not scrambling for something.
Mm-hmm. And they can be nice and festive. I mean, you have a birthday every year. So maybe your tradition is to break out the birthday napkins.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But streamers and balloons, things like that, they're cute, but they are very wasteful. Especially the balloons. If you're using helium balloons out in the yard, if those get away, Clemson University, you know, Clemson releases all the balloons on game day. Clemson students studied those balloons and found that they will make it all the way to the ocean. So if you've got balloons and they get loose, there is a chance that they make it to the ocean. And a popped balloon looks a lot like a jellyfish, which is a turtle's favorite snack.
No, not the turtles.
Not to be a downer, but your balloons may end up where they shouldn't be. Or if you really need a gotta have a balloon, why not try one balloon on the mailbox, at least so people can find you. have one special one instead of a whole bunch that, again, you're going to use them for the day, deflate them, and they sit in the landfill forever.
Yeah, and you don't have to mark your mailbox with a balloon either. I mean, I think about it, you know, there's all sorts of festive cloth thing, you know, banners that you could tie.
You get a flag.
Yeah, or you could tie cloth around your mailbox. There's so many things that you could do that don't involve you think about reusing, reuse and recycle.
Right. The three R's: reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce is the first R in reduce, reuse, recycle. So don't buy it in the first place. Reuse it, recycle. That is the last step in the three R's. Anyway, they do make biodegradable balloons. So you could go that route. Although buyer beware, some are more biodegradable than others. But yes, reusable partyware is great. Cloth napkins, tablecloths. You could even have your own special set of dishes that you break out for the birthdays. Well, that brings us to food. This is a great time to eat with your hands. Finger food, food that can go on a toothpick or on a stick or a skewer. You could make things like deconstructed sandwiches where you take all the pieces of the sandwich, you know, a little slice of ham, a cucumber, a small piece of bread, and you put them on a skewer. Low country boil kebabs, caprese salad sticks. You can make homemade corn dogs.
You could have a food on a stick party. That would be an awesome party theme.
Yes. Let me just tell y'all, Pinterest is your friend. There are lots of foods that you can make on a stick. And then those sticks, if you compost at home, you can compost the sticks. Or if you do have to throw them away, they will degrade much faster than, let's say, a styrofoam plate that will sit in the landfill for literally ever.
As long as we're using wooden sticks and not plastic.
Right. Wooden sticks are key. You could have a BYO cup party. So encourage everybody to bring their own cup. Or if you want to give away party favors, you can give away the cups as the party favor. And you can hit, if you want to be on a budget about this, lots of thrift stores have new cups. Stores will donate to the thrift stores. Or if you don't mind a used cup, wash it out really well and it's fine. You can buy a whole bunch of cups like that for very low cost.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because, you know, buying things at the thrift store, people sometimes you might say, oh, well, it's used and everything. But you know what? It's a plate or a glass.
It's going through hot water and soap anyway.
That's right. You know,
I mean, you can tell by looking at it whether or not you would want to clean it and eat off of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Or if you must use disposables, paper products, and not the paper with the wax on them, just the regular straight paper plates. They even make paper straws. If you have to use disposable ware, there are plant-based plastics that will biodegrade. They're a little bit harder to find, but if you think about all the manufacturing that went into making one plastic fork, it's a shame it only gets used once, and then that's it. That's its life.
Or if you have plasticware already that you're going to use, rinse it off. Clean it off. Use it again. Sure. I use plastic forks over and over and over again. They're awesome.
Wash it and reuse it.
Yeah.
And you can compost your paper plates too, if you're a composter, which hopefully you are. And if not, maybe this will encourage you to try. When you're cooking your food, buy local ingredients. We did a segment earlier all about local food. So especially if you're having a spring, summer, or fall party, there is local food galore. So quality ingredients for your guests. Let's talk about, you know, if you're eating food, you usually have a beverage to go with it. We don't do glass recycling here in Greenville anymore, as we talked about on an earlier show. So look for drinks in cans. Cans are very recyclable. Or you could fill up a growler. So you take basically a big jug that you can go to a craft beer store and you fill the beer and you can pour your growler into cups. And the growlers are reusable over and over. So there's no glass recycling to be done because you take it and you fill it and you drink it and you take it and you fill it and you drink it.
And you don't, it doesn't need to be alcohol. It could be lemonade. It could be iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these things, glass pitchers work really, or glass, or I guess plastic pitchers, because if you're doing an outside party, you don't want to use a lot of glass outside.
Let's talk about gifts. So maybe it's a birthday party or a housewarming party. What do you put your gift in? Instead of using wrapping paper, we all know the joy. You get a gift and you rip the paper off. That's a gift in itself. And you wad the paper up and you throw it on the ground. You can recycle that paper here in Greenville as long as it doesn't have foil on the back of it. But instead of using paper, why not switch to a gift bag? You can take a gift bag that you receive and you can re-gift the gift bag over and over again.
I love it. And cloth gift bags work really great for that too.
Ooh, a tote bag. Then it's a multifunctional gift.
Oh, I love multifunction.
Yeah. Or you can wrap your gifts with newspaper. That's very easily composted or recycled. And most newspapers use soy ink to print, so the dyes aren't hurting the soil if you do end up composting it.
And ribbons, use cloth ribbon.
Ooh.
How about that? They always look so great. They look so much better than the kind of how will I say? I don't want the kind of cheap looking ribbons.
Yeah, and save your bows and ribbons. There's, you know, just because a bow's been on a gift once doesn't mean it can't be on a gift again. I have a whole box in my closet of bows and bags that I have gotten as a part of the gift, and they get rehomed. And speaking of gifts, you don't have to go with material gifts for your present. You can make a donation to charity. You could have an experiential gift, like going to the zoo or to the amusement park. If you do go with some kind of electronic gift that needs batteries, go with rechargeable batteries because you can use those over and over and over.
Yeah, because batteries, bad for the environment, but they're great for electronics. So
they are. Party favors. So you want to send people home with something, a little thank you. Kids parties especially, this becomes an issue. You know, you go to the dollar store and you buy all the little spider rings and the whistles and the candy and you put it in the plastic cellophane bag. And what happens? Very shortly after, it becomes trash. So just avoid that stuff in the first place. You can make your own homemade treats. Make cookies. Dip pretzels in chocolate. That reduces on the wrappers, reduces on the toys that are eventually, probably sooner rather than later, going to make it into the trash.
Do you know what I want? Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
Or caramel corn.
Yes, please.
Yum. Yes, I'll have that.
Yeah. You can also give vegetable or flower seeds, so little packets of seeds, and then they still get to take something home. You can also have a crafting party. So have the kids paint a flower pot. You can make DIY melted crayons using molds. So have everybody bring their old crayons and you melt them down and put them into molds and make new crayons. And this way you still get to take something home. And we are talking about cups. Use a reusable cup or use a paper bag or something that's going to get more longevity than just a small cellophane bag.
But Maddie, what do we do when the party's over?
Oh, we cry. We're sad. Yeah. And hopefully we've reduced the amount of waste that we're producing in the first place. So cleanup is nice and easy. But recycle what you can. And this is a good way to get kids involved in recycling. Do a lesson right there at the party. Any cans, any paper. And like I was talking about earlier, composting. You can compost your toothpicks, your paper plates. Eco-friendly party, very approachable. Pinterest is your friend.
Thanks for listening to Saturday Splash on 94.5 The Answer.